Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of sunshine and real talk about all things love, life, and that crazy thing called attachment. Ever feel like you're dancing to a tune only you can hear in relationships? Like you're craving connection but also holding back because, well, reasons. You are not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the world of attachment styles, those sneaky blueprints our early experiences create that often play out in our adult relationships. Think of it like this. Your attachment style is your love language compass. It guides how you connect, communicate, and even feel safe with others. But here's the juicy part. Understanding your attachment style isn't about labeling yourself, it's about becoming a relationship detective and uncovering the patterns that might be holding you back from those deep, fulfilling connections you crave. So grab your favorite cup of courage or maybe a glass of wine for those who need an extra dose of bravery, because we're about to unlock some major self-awareness magic. First things first, there are four main attachment styles. Secure, anxious, avoidant, and fearful avoidant. You might be thinking, Laura, that's a lot to take in. And you're right, but trust me, it gets easier. Let's break it down. Secure attachments. These folks are the golden nuggets of relationships. They feel comfortable with intimacy, communicate openly, and build strong bonds based on trust and respect. On the other hand, we have anxious attachment styles. They crave closeness but often worry about their partner's love and commitment. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. Avoidant attachments tend to keep things casual and emotionally distant, think I'm fine even when they're not. Then there's the fearful avoidant style, a blend of both anxiety and avoidance. They want connection but fear getting hurt, leading to mixed signals and emotional whiplash. Now remember, your attachment style isn't a set in stone destiny. It's more like a starting point. We can all learn and grow, develop healthier patterns, and build stronger relationships with self-awareness and a sprinkle of conscious effort. Think about it this way. Imagine you're trying to bake a cake. You have your recipe that's your attachment style, but you can adjust the ingredients, add some extra love, and maybe a dash of humor to make it your own delicious masterpiece. Let's say Sarah has always felt insecure in relationships. She craves closeness but worries her partner might leave. This makes her clingy and often creates distance, leading to arguments. Sounds familiar? This classic anxious attachment pattern can be transformed with self-awareness. Sarah realizes she needs to work on building trust and communicating her needs openly. By focusing on herself, pursuing hobbies, strengthening friendships, and setting healthy boundaries, Sarah can start feeling more secure in herself, which naturally radiates into her relationships. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? Your attachment style is a roadmap, not a prison sentence. Self-awareness is key to understanding your relationship patterns. You have the power to change and grow. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Embrace vulnerability. It's the birthplace of deep connection. Remember, you deserve love that feels safe, secure, and absolutely incredible. Ready to take action? This week, I want you to pay attention to your relationships. Notice those familiar patterns, those triggers, and those moments when you feel insecure or anxious. Don't judge yourself, just observe. Then start practicing those self-soothing techniques we talked about. Deep breaths, journaling, spending time in nature, whatever brings you peace and joy. Remember, your love journey is unique and beautiful. Keep shining bright, my friends. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful and leave a review if you enjoyed our conversation. Until next time, keep on healing and keep on loving fiercely.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.